day 16. No, it's not, is it? It's day 20. This is only my 16th recording. Oh, just goes to show what happens when you don't stick to the programme. I have not been recording every day. Oh, well. I actually did record yesterday, but the recording was on my iPhone into the Audio Boom app, and I went to save it, and up popped the... I can't remember, what is it, delete or whatever, and delete draft, or anyway, nice big red button. And for some reason, my addled brain decided that pressing a red button was a good idea. Recording gone. It doesn't mean that I don't have to worry about what I want to talk about today, because I just talk about what I was going to talk about yesterday, or in fact, what I already have spoken about, just you haven't heard it yet. And it was about running. And I'm back running again, and I went running yesterday, and I was a little bit disappointed with the length of my run. But one of the reasons for that was I ran a new route, and at the moment I'm probing, I'm testing, I'm trying things out. And one of the things I'm trying out are new routes, and I need to find out how long they are, how hard they are, how long they take me to run, so that I can build them in to a longer run, because at the moment I'm running about 4k to 7k, and yesterday's run was just under 4k, I think. And it was a new route, it was a new stretch, and I can now build that into a longer run. I now know how long it is, I know how hard it is, there's a hill in it, which is great, and I can add that to a circuit now. I can vary my runs, because what I'll be able to do is I'll be able to say, look, today I'll run 10k, but I'll run these components, and I'll stick these components of the route together. And that'll be a different run from the run a couple of days ago, where I took other components and stuck them together, other parts of routes. So that's one thing I'm doing. Sorry, I had to stop there for a massive cough. I'm also, in a way, probing and testing other things. I'm seeing how far I can run. I'm seeing how fast I can run. And I'm getting a handle on that now. And it's all bringing me to the point where running 10 kilometers is not going to be a big thing for me anymore. It would have been a big thing in March when I started running. And 100 yards was a long way. And now I'm getting fitter, I'm building up those fitness levels. So 4, 5, 6K is all within my range now. And 10K, I think I can achieve that. I'm not going to say by the end of the month, because we're only 10 days away. But I think I can definitely achieve that sometime in July. What I'll have done then is I'll have got myself to a certain level, a certain plateau. I'll have built a foundation, and then I need to keep running that foundation for a little while before I decide to do anything else, as in increase it. And the reason I want to increase it eventually is I've pretty much decided to run a marathon next year. So what I need to do now is continue building towards the foundation, and then at a certain point, the foundation will allow me to run, say, 30 to 40 kilometers a week. And if I run that for a couple of months, then I'll have built a nice solid foundation on which I can build my training for the marathon. So if you were a couch potato and you were literally starting from sitting on the sofa, having never ran, and you wanted to run a marathon, then the process that I've gone through, and I'm sure there are other ones, by the way, I'm not saying this is the only way of doing this, but the one that I've gone through, and I did it 15 years ago when I ran the New York Marathon, was to start running and build up towards a certain fitness level, a foundation, then keep that foundation going for a while, and then do the marathon training. And I think the marathon training that I did and I would do for next year would be, I think it's 4 months. I think it's 4 months of marathon training. And you gradually build that up and run more and more in those 4 months to the point where you're running maybe 30, 35 kilometers during your weekly long run. And then about 3 weeks, I think it is, before the actual marathon itself, you taper off again just to give your body a chance to recover in time for the marathon. And then you run the marathon, and then you do what I did. or maybe you wouldn't, but I then stopped running for 3 months. So that's what I'm doing at the moment. I'm still building towards my platform. So that's what yesterday's podcast was all about. Talk to you again soon.